This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 22nd of March. The opening day of the Sheffield Shield final was an attritional one, as Tasmania ground their way to 176 for 2 for the 92 overs that were bowled. Jordan Silk and Mark Cosgrove had 133 and almost 77 overs for the first wicket, as Queensland's bowls were economical but not particularly threatening on a flat Hobart pitch. Silk ended down 82 and was joined by newly crowned Shield Player of the Year Ricky Ponting, who ended on a relatively fluent 20 not out off 31 balls. The final of the Faisal Bank One Day Cup will be contested by Karachi Zebras and Lahore Lions in Rawalpindi tomorrow, after the Zebras beat Karachi Dolphins in the second semi-final yesterday. Kurram Manzoor and Akbar Urahman both hit half centuries as the Zebras were bowled out for 239. Misbah Khan and Akbar then each took 3 wickets in the Dolphins' reply, as they were dismissed in the 44th over for 158. The Pakistan Cricket Board have announced the start date for this season's Faisal Bank T20 Super 8 competition is the 26th of March. Faisal Bank T20 Cup champions Lahore Lions have been drawn in Group A alongside defending champions Silcott Stallions, Multan Tigers and Abbottabad Falcons. Group B sees runners-up Faizabad Wolves take on Bahawalpur Stags, Rawalpindi Rams and Karachi Dolphins. The 10 teams who have progressed to the Super League of the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy have been confirmed following the final round of group matches today. Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha have made it through from the central zone, while Odisha and Bengal have both progressed from the east zone, despite the latter suffering defeat in today's match at the hands of the former. Delhi and Punjab and Karnataka and Kerala make it through from the north and south zones, with Gujarat and defending champions Baroda completing the lineup. The 10 teams will now be split into 2 groups of 5, with the group winner progressing to the final on the 31st of March. There were wins overnight for Jamaica, Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean Regional Super 50. Jamaica posted 253 for 4 against Leeward Islands, despite losing 2 early wickets. Danza Hyatt made 99, while Andre McCarthy and Tamar Lambert also hit half centuries. Leeward Islands captain Sylvester Joseph hit 83 in their run chase, but Andrew Richardson and Nikita Miller took 3 wickets apiece as they were all out for just 196. Barbados beat Windward Islands by the convincing margin of 99 runs in Bridgetown. 50s from Kirk Edwards and Dwayne Smith led the home side to 279 for 7. Jonathan Carter then dismantled the Windward Islands lower order, taking 5 for 26, to follow up an early brace from Jason Holder. Fidel Edwards marked his first competitive match in over a month by taking 1 for 31 from 7 overs. And favourites Trinidad and Tobago thrashed combined campus and colleges, bowling them out for just 97. Kevin Cooper returned remarkable figures of 5 for 17 from his 10 overs, while Yannick Kariah took 3 for 14 from less than 4. Adrian Barath then ended on 40 not out, as the home side won with 170 balls to spare by 8 wickets.